I think when you hear my conversation with Jonathan this week, you'll hear that the two of us got along like a house on fire. And his stories, and there are three, are all so different and interesting, they will absolutely captivate you. Jonathan is a transpersonal psychologist, a spiritual director for men, as well as coaches and works with people to help them attain enlightenment. There will be a link to his website, simplyawake.com, in the episode show notes. In this episode, Jonathan shares some stories that might hurt your hearts. He does discuss abuse, as well as what it was like when he inadvertently discovered that he had joined a religious cult. So be sure to take care of your hearts for this episode. He also discusses something that took me back to the Matrix movies, and that is his experience of being taught how to bend a spoon. And it is quite fascinating, really, and calls into question just how much of an energetic effect we can have on our surroundings. And I watched a bit of a video of a seemingly normal person, after a while, turning the spoon into a whole bunch of curlicues, and I asked myself, how is that possible? Jim James said, "Some things cannot be explained. This is the part of the magic of life. There cannot be a word or an idea or a definition attached to everything." And then I found this other quotation that I absolutely love from Abhijit Nasgar from Lord is My Sheep, Gospel of Human. "When scientists are unable to explain a certain phenomena, it does not prove that the phenomena belongs in the paranormal domain. It means that we need more data, and we need to carry out more analysis. If you ask a 5-year-old to define calculus, and the kid has no idea what you're talking about, it does not mean that the calculus is something supernatural. It means that the kid's brain needs to grow further in order to comprehend calculus. The same goes for various unexplained phenomena of the world." And so I leave you with that, that perhaps it is simply that we haven't reached the point where we can dissect and understand that kind of phenomena, the spoon bending phenomena. And for me, that's delicious. I'd rather live in a world steeped in mystery versus one where everything is explained. So now, my interview with Jonathan Labman.
I'll tell you the story. One of the things that I saw sort of in my inner eye was this very white, bright temple marble, a sea that I took to be the Aegean Sea because of the color of it and my limited knowledge of geography. And in the vision or the sort of inner eye, I had this sense that there were dolphins swimming from the sea into the temple and swimming all the way around the altar stone before moving out. And that was somewhere around 1997. In 2005 or six, I was in Hawaii on a retreat with one of my late teachers, David LaChapelle. Out of the clear blue sky, never having discussed this with him, never having spoken about it after the class, he said to me, "Remember that temple, that white temple?"
Have you ever witnessed or experienced something that you consider to be magical or miraculous in your life? And how did it change your life?
Well, I think the one thing was the miracle that I just spoke to you about, where we were definitely told in April of 1971, you didn't get a scholarship, you're not qualified. And there was a postal strike in Britain. And then it took a whole month to get a letter to me saying, "No, we've actually awarded you this scholarship that you weren't supposed to get." And in that time, I was praying like a mad thing. And, you know, very arrogant of me to say, to demand that God prove that it exists, right? I won't say he, she, because the God of the universe and the multiverse didn't just create male and female, I'm sure, as we understand it. But at any rate, that was one thing. I mean, the other thing, let's see if I have this in the drawer. What did I do? I sat in a class with a guy named Eugene Ong, who taught people how to bend spoons like this, not just with the mind, with the hands. But if you went to try to do this with your hand, you would break the spoon. You would just snap the thing. So I also studied energy healing. You okay?
Well, I just wish I'm going to have to take a screenshot of that spoon because it's like the spoon is curved around itself. Yeah. And that's actually really fascinating because there are some really interesting, I do believe, videos on YouTube about people who can bend spoons.
Generally there was some kind of trick to it. Now, I sat in a room full of 50 other people. We were all given these spoons that they bought at the dollar store or something. And this guy taught us to merge our energy with a spoon and to warm the spoon up with our energy. And then at a certain point, when we felt it was right and the spoon was ready to bend it. Now, all of that sounds to some people absolutely crazy, right? But, you know, that was after a period of time where I spent 3 years once a month for a Saturday learning to do energy healing. And during that period of time, we even did past life regressions. And if there was one thing that I also consider, and this has just come to mind now talking to you, sort of like a miraculous kind of confirmation, I'll tell you the story. One of the things that I saw sort of in my inner eye was this very white, bright temple, marble, a sea that I took to be the Aegean Sea because of the color of it and my limited knowledge of geography. And in the vision or the sort of inner eye, I had this sense that there were dolphins swimming from the sea into the temple and swimming all the way around the altar stone before moving out. And that was somewhere around 1997. In 2005 or six, I was in Hawaii on a retreat with one of my late teachers, David LaChapelle. Out of the clear blue sky, never having discussed this with him, never having spoken about it after the class, he said to me, "Remember that temple, that white temple?" He said, "Go and look up the temple of Apollo at Delos and spend some time practicing writing Greek with your right hand. I'm left-handed. And go and look at a statue of the Apollo Belvedere. The Apollo Belvedere looks like your partner, your husband." Right. So I go that afternoon and I look up the temple of Apollo at Delos. The dolphin was sacred to Apollo. And the dolphins are carved on the altar stone all the way around the altar stone in the temple at Delos. So whenever I have doubts, because life can still be very difficult at times, and going through the memory of my trauma when I was 52, fortunately happened after this incident in Hawaii, I would kind of hold on to that as like, well, look, I know that I've lived before. It was verified for me intellectually in a way that just can't be explained in any way that we know by normal scientific, rational, materialistic, whatever. So I don't have a lot of those really big things. And yet I also know that, you know, if I'm leading a meditation group and I focus energy in a certain way, the people in the room feel it. And they'll tell me, I mean, a couple of weeks ago, they'll tell me, gee, suddenly I felt really heavy. I was like, yeah, I was dropping my energy into the ground. Suddenly I felt a lot of light. And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, I didn't say this to them, but I was opening up to the heavens, right, in the meditation. And of course, the divine energy is everywhere. But those are three things that really stand out that are, you know, pretty much mind bogglers.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the podcast, and thanks so much to Jonathan for agreeing to be a guest. I'm grateful for his storytelling, his vulnerability,
and his amazing ability to bend spoons. The Little Bit of Beauty this week will be a link to a video about bending spoons, so be sure to check it out. As well, there will be a link to Jonathan's website in the episode's show notes. Please remember to rate and review. Everyone who hasn't, you know who you are. Those ratings and reviews are so very important and help other people find the podcast. And I have some exciting news. The YouTube channel is coming along and I'll be announcing it more formally a bit later on. I'm still trying to envision what it looks like, so stay tuned. And apropos of some of the conversations from this episode, a quotation from The Matrix. Spoon Boy, do not try and bend the spoon. That's impossible. Instead, only try to realize the truth. Neo, what truth? Spoon Boy, there is no spoon. Neo, there is no spoon? Spoon Boy, then you'll see that it is not the spoon that bends, it is only yourself. Thank you for listening, and here's my one request. Be like Jonathan. Believe you can bend the spoon. Believe that you are co-creating this universe, this world, this reality, and that in the end, it is really you. You are creating the dream in which you live.